Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
It may be the dog days of summer on the calendar, but in and around the Tulip City, things are going to be buzzing in more ways than one. As Holland First Ward Councilman Mike Trethewey explained in an appearance this past Friday on WHTC in the Morning with host Red Kingman.
We know that people like to have various types of pets, dogs, cats, ferrets, boa constrictors, but bees?
Yes, sir. We had a gentleman come to us a couple of months back that was looking to have some hives in the city. Unfortunately, our ordinance doesn't allow that. So we sent it off to the Planning Commission, and they had some discussion on it and turned it down. Well, that wasn't going to be had. So next week Wednesday, we're going to be discussing an ordinance to allow bees in the confines of the city.
Now, I could imagine some people, you know, would try to turn that into a scary proposition. But we've got beekeepers all over the country, and I can't remember one story of beekeepers' bees getting out and wreaking havoc.
Well, that's the misconception that's out there, Red. We learned a lot last week or 2 weeks ago at a study session. We had some beekeepers in there. The honeybees themselves are not the problem. It's their ugly brother and sister and
The Africanized ones?
Yeah, the Africanized ones. There's some aggressive ones out there. They're the ones that are giving the whole bee population a bad rap. So we looked at some ordinance language around the state, around the country, and we'll be making a vote on that on Wednesday. You know, if you think about it, we've got Holland and Bloom going on right now. Well, the blooms don't come by themselves. They have to be pollinized.
Yeah.
The fruits, the vegetables, everything we eat, they have to be pollinized. It's just going to be an enhancement, I believe, to have that happen around here. And it's going to be in a controlled nature. There's some restrictions that have to go on with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be watching that closely. And I'm not going to speak for the other eight members on council, but I think we're going to have some good discussion about it. So,
and when you consider, too, here in the last few years, we've heard many stories about bees disappearing or bees getting sick. So an individual who wants to try to raise some bees, I think that's a positive thing.
Well, that's what we heard a couple of weeks ago, is that they had lost pretty close to a third of the population through the mites or the mm-hmm. or whatever's happening to them. But if we lose the bees, we lose some production in our daily bread.
And that can't happen.
No.
I need my daily bread.
That's right.
And my bread every 2 weeks. Okay.
Even though we were talking about losing weight, we still have to eat.
Yeah, we have to eat. Now, coming up, it's the National Night Out, and you and I have talked about this before.
Yes, sir. Yep. This is going to be on Tuesday night. Now, we've changed it the last couple of years from Monday to Tuesday, which is the traditional National Night Out nationwide. That'll be from 5 to 7 at Collin Park. Come one, come all. It's going to be a big promotion for some of the services that happen around the city. There's going to be police and fire and all the some of the city departments that are there and some nonprofits that are there to help people out. It's always been very well attended. Mm-hmm. We've been a national honor winner for a number of years. I'm not even going to venture to guess, but it's always a great time to get out and meet your neighbors and talk and fellowship. And then it's going to wrap up with a concert with the American Legion Band. So it's just a perfect setting, perfect time out. Hope to see a lot of people there. That's Tuesday, August 6th.
And what was the reason, and you've told us before, but just for those who don't know, why was it changed from Monday to Tuesday?
Well, because of the conflict, not necessarily conflict, but because the park was always used on Tuesday by the American Legion mm-hmm. Band, we didn't want to infringe upon what they were doing. Well, last year, I believe it was, we tried it in conjunction with the band, and it turned out very well. So this is going to be the second year on this.
Perfect. The truck parade is just around the corner, too.
Yes, I got chastised a couple of weeks ago for bringing it up a little bit early, but I'm excited about it. this is about our ninth or tenth year. I know that Red has been part of this in the past. Big truck parade on Labor Day. Be kicking off, coming out of Zeeland about 9:15 in the morning, rumbling with the 55 trucks, semi-straight trucks, what have you. This is a celebration of what Holland is. We've been known for our entrepreneurial spirit. We've been known for our work ethic here. And this is just to celebrate all the employees and the companies that help support the Holland area. and they get a chance to show off their shiny trucks and the horns blaring down 8th Street. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome sight. And then the food theme again. We end up at Collin Park. They'll probably be rolling in there. Usually takes about a half an hour by the time we kick off, so anywhere quarter to 10, somewhere in that area. Then there'll be hot dogs and ice cream social after that, and the trucks will all be parked, and you'll be able to walk around and talk to the drivers, and that also is very well attended, and just a great time to celebrate the community.
I mean, if you want to see little kids' eyes grow as big as saucers, just put them in the seat of one of those semis, and man, that's it for them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I have been in that parade 8 of the 9 years that I've been here. Last year, for some reason, Brent had me assigned here at the station, and he actually did the driving of the vehicle. But I have a feeling that this year I'm going to be back in the saddle again, because I'm going to, you know, ask for that. I enjoy the truck parade. I enjoy being out there, you know, as part of, like you said, the backbone of our community.
Absolutely. And we also appreciate WHDC support of this endeavor. This will be the third year that a foundation has been running it. The cities of Holland and Zeeland got together with a couple of representatives and some local businesses. So it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit better every year, and we'll be more than happy to see your smiling face there, Red.
It will be there for sure, 836. And what else did you have for us today, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to put a note out to the listeners. We've been kicking around a dog park for a number of years, and I'd just like to get some feedback. You can contact me either on the city website, m.trethewey@cityofholland.com. My phone number is also listed there. Just like to get some feedback to see how much interest there would be in that.
I can't imagine that there wouldn't be some, because there's a lot of pet owners.
Absolutely, and there's a very successful one on the north side. But people have said to me in the past, I don't want to drive out there. Let's have one in the city. I've gone down to visit my daughters down in Georgetown, Texas. They have an absolutely gorgeous park down there. It's about 3.5 acres, separating the small dogs from the larger dogs, and it's very, very well maintained, and all the dogs are behaved, and people, they have bags around to pick up the messes, and it's just a great time to let your pet out and run around and socialize with some other dogs. We also have a vote coming up on Wednesday for Smallenberg Park. Now, Smallenberg Park, I grew up in that area, has been a diamond in the rough for an awful long time. A couple of years back, we put a skate park in there because we had to move off from 9th and Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been very, very well used, very well received. Unfortunately, we've had a couple of small issues. And to the neighbors there, they're not small, but there are issues. So, we will be taking a vote on Wednesday on some improvements there, putting some fence around, a little bit more police presence, things of that nature. So hopefully we can gel with the neighborhood, trying to get the positiveness out of the skate park. I've been down there 3 or 4 times and watching the kids and young adults, I should say, not just kids, but skateboards, bikes.
I've seen it.
Rollerblades. Just having a great time going over the jumps. I feel my legs breaking every time I see him do one of those things.
I just remember that I'm no longer that age when I drive by.
Right.
But it is well used, and I don't know if you can share with us some of the issues. I'm just wondering, is it loitering, perhaps? People making their way to and from the...
A little bit of that. We've had some people that don't know how to behave themselves, unfortunately, and trying to curtail that to be a good neighbor. We're listening. We had a meeting out there a couple of weeks ago with some of the residents there and heard their concerns and are addressing that now with council.
Now, this fence you're proposing, would this be just a short fence to, like, enclose it, or would it be a tall fence so that no one has to see what's going on?
It would be a tall fence. We don't want to totally block the view of what's going on in there. Again, just in case something would happen, we'd be able to see that, but at least have some defined area around the park that says, okay, you're done at such and such an hour.
There you go.
And, you know, you're not supposed to be in there anymore.
That's Holland First Ward Councilman Mike Trethewey, who is running unopposed for re-election in November. Oh, by the way, Tuesday is municipal primary election day across the state, and the only voters along the lakeshore being asked to go to the polls are in Hopkins, Saugatuck Township, and Lee Township, all for millage questions. That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you for joining me, and listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.